and in the house, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Joseph today, by way of the phone, Danielle Crevier. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
Good. A little cold. Our furnace went out, so we've got some space heaters, but we're doing great.
Oh, no. That's not fun. Holy cow. Well, so what's going on this weekend? You got a big, big weekend ahead.
We do. We've got the 15th Annual Magical Ice Fest. So I'm going to talk about that quickly before diving into the whole weekend. But, our 15th Annual Magical Ice Fest is Friday through Sunday. It's going to be a little bit warmer, so we're inviting everyone to come out and join us. New this year, we've got ice bowling, which we're really excited about, in addition to the ever-popular frozen fish toss. Both are happening again on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got an ice bowling alley. Imagine that with some foam pins and a foam ball. So for $1, you can try your luck and see how many you can knock down in two throws. And then also for $1, you could do the frozen fish toss. You've got three tosses. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, it's probably just as well use the foam ball and pins, because otherwise, can you imagine you'd have to be recreating pins all the time as the ice ones would shatter.
Exactly. Yeah, we learned the hard way the first year of frozen fish toss. just the way the frozen fish landed on the cornhole board would crack it. It was very amusing.
Amen.
Learned very quickly.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but also happening on Saturday, we've got Ice Wars, which is really fun. It's a 15-minute bout of ice carvers battling it out. They go head-to-head, and then the winner is actually chosen by the crowd. So you've got some bleachers set up. We've got a stage. It's a lot of fun if you've never been. It's about, I think there's four rounds, and then the fourth round is the overall winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we've got John Dudley is joining us again this year for a magic tour. He'll be stopping by. He'll be kicking things off at the Maud Preston Plansky Memorial Library at 11:30. Then he'll stop by our downtown stage at 1. He'll be at the Curious Kids Museum at 2:30, and then ending the day at Shadowland on Silver Beach at 4 o'clock. So he'll be touring everywhere on Saturday, so get that magical part of the Magic Ice Fest.
He's amazing to watch, too. He's amazing to watch.
Yeah, he puts on a great show, and he braves the weather with us for that downtown location in the afternoon. But it's turned out great. There's a lot of people that come out for it, so we're really excited to have him back again this year.
All right.
We've of course got the Ice Fest 5K that's happening. They said it's the chilliest time to run of the year, so they're still encouraging you. There's a day of registration that you can do actually at the Welcome Center on Saturday morning. We've got the Waikiki Weekend happening at the Silver Beach Center this weekend, which includes you can learn how to hula, you can ride a tropical-themed carousel, and then tomorrow night you can actually enjoy the fire and ice party, which is happening down at Shadowland on Silver Beach. So there's going to be, for everyone 18 and over, there's a $10 cover charge, but there's going to be a DJ, a tropical martini ice luge, some fire dancers. It's going to be a good old time. So we're inviting everyone to warm up with us this weekend. You can visit magicalicefest.com for the complete schedule. I only touched on a little bit, of course. But come out and see all the great professional carvers. We've got some Fire and Ice Tower happening tomorrow night, as well as the individual carving competition. So we're really excited for all things Magical Ice Fest. But diving right into the weekend, we've got today, we've got the Beers and Cheers happening. It's a night to support the Curious Kids Museum, happening at North Pier. We've got the last day, actually, for the YMCA's No Joining Fear contract through the month of January. And then we've got, moving right into Friday, we've, of course, got the Magical Ice Fest. The Mendel Center has their Cirque Mechanics presents 42 feet at a menage of mechanical marvel. And that's starting at 8 p.m. That looks a lot like a lot of fun. They've got a lot of cool things happening there at the Mendel Center, so check that out. There's live music, of course, at the Livery this weekend again. And we've got some all-you-can-eat perch happening on tomorrow night at Hilton Garden Inn from 5 to 10 p.m. And then heading right into Saturday, we've got the Super Saturday Ice Festival from noon to 4, which features make and take crafts. This weekend is going to be winter-themed crafts and activities, and that's at the Curious Kids Museum. It's free with admission, or free if you're a member, but that's from noon to 4. Purely Michigan has some free tastings at Grand Armory Brewing from noon to 2. Purely Michigan is located in downtown St. Joe, so come out while you're down there for the Magical Ice Fest and maybe warm up a little with Purely Michigan. You've got the Southwest Michigan Racers. They're doing their fifth annual Break the Ice 5K run and walk starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And then if you head out to Journeyman Distillery, they're actually going to have their wedding and whiskey bridal winter bridal show from 1 to 4. So you can actually check out their event spaces. You can do some tastings of their famous spirits. Learn the latest wedding trends and kind of connect with some professionals that will help make your day spectacular. We've got some classes and workshops happening at the Krausel Art Center on Saturday. And then on Box Factory has the Songwriters and Storytellers Showcase, which is going to be hosted by Dave Van Dyke, and that starts at 7 p.m. And then moving right on to Sunday, of course, we've got an all-day viewing spectacular for the Magical Ice Fest. All the carvings will be done by then. The Snowbiz scavenger hunt will still be happening, so we encourage everyone to come out and enjoy it. It'll be warm by then, Pat, so
yeah.
Why not? You can might enjoy the weather outside.
Might be almost too warm at that point, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little too warm, but that's okay. We've got Surratt Nature Center, which is having their winter bird watching at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Round Barn Brewery and Public House is having their Sunday pub trivia at 3. And Watermark Brewing is actually going to have the Golden Crockpot Challenge at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. So what that is, to give you a quick rundown, they're actually, if you think you're the master of appetizers or side dishes, Watermark is putting your skills to the test. So what they're going to do is they're offering everyone to bring in their famous side dishes or appetizers in a crock pot. The winner is going to be decided by popular vote and announced at halftime during the Super Bowl. And there's only one rule, that it must be made in a crock pot. So that sounds like a lot of fun and a fun twist on the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you can be the king of the crock pots at that point, huh?
You can, yeah, yeah. And I think they
or the
have
queen.
A golden crock pot that you win.
Excellent. Very cool. So for details on all of this and more, it's real easy.
Yeah, of course. You can always visit us at stjupiterday.com, follow us on Facebook, or you can also stop in the Welcome Center, which is located at 301 State Street, right in downtown St. Joe, across from the Chocolate Cafe.
And keep in mind, the Welcome Center is closed today, though. Back at it tomorrow.
And it's, yeah.
All right. Thank you much, Danielle. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm, and I hope you get that furnace fixed in a hurry, my friend.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. See ya.